This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Drought conditions are holding steady across most of the state. Rain and heavier stream flow have brought some relief to parts of western Colorado, but the north and southwestern corners of the state are still seeing extreme dryness. Farther east, warm and dry weather has worsened the drought in several areas, including a pocket of extreme drought in Washington and Yuma counties. Colorado hospital capacity is tight, and the spread of COVID-19 is dangerously high. Epidemiologists have not found one singular reason why. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The coronavirus has proven to be wildly unpredictable, but epidemiologists say Colorado's overall vaccination rate in the mid-60% is just not high enough to control the virus. The Rockefeller Foundation's Samuel Scarpino thinks people and governments may have let their guards down too soon when it comes to things like masking and distancing.
To me, all of this points towards the sort of tragic collapse of the non-pharmaceutical interventions that we know work to control SARS-CoV-2, coinciding with the return of cooler weather, which makes ventilation harder.
He worries other states will mirror Colorado's struggles as winter comes. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A prominent Denver pastor known for his activism against gang violence died earlier this week. George Roberts pushed back against gang violence in what he referred to as the invisible Denver. Roberts often preached at funerals for people killed in homicides. He was 65. Cold in Denver and Boulder tonight, lows close to freezing. This is CPR and KRCC.